It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While it appears that Governor Wolf and Republican legislators in Harrisburg are entrenched in their positions on the budget with no end to the impasse in sight, there are some legislators offering up compromise proposals. We're talking now with one of them, State Senator Sean Wiley of Erie, a Democrat. Senator Wiley, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciate it.
We invited Republican Representative Gene DiGirolamo, who is offering his own attempt at a compromise state spending plan that includes a new tax on natural gas drillers and a higher personal income tax. His office did not respond to our request for an interview. Senator Wiley, one of the big sticking points in these budget talks is the drilling tax, which Governor Wolf has made clear he wants, a proposed 5% severance tax on natural gas drilling to fund education. The Republicans who control the legislature say they want no part of that, that there should be no tax on drilling at all. Is there middle ground here, and what would you propose to move everyone closer to an agreement?
Well, I truly believe that there is middle ground here. This is one of those areas that the governor came out with an alternative form of revenue, which we're in desperate need for, without burdening the taxpayer with property taxes. And so the governor's introduced his proposal with a 5% severance tax, which is consistent with other states, contiguous states and states across the country that experience this type of drilling. And so we are the only state in the nation today that is experiencing drilling that does not have a severance tax. So I believe that the governor's proposal is an appropriate one. And again, I think that once we have to desperately take measures to look for additional revenue, again, outside of just a property tax, and this is an opportunity for us to do so. The negotiation process right now, I believe, is we're going to see some level of compromise with this, because I think that there's an opportunity here to partner with our Marcellus industry to really address the needs that we have in education funding across the state.
Clearly, you agree with what the governor is proposing. How much or how seriously should he consider, in your opinion, moving off the figure of 5% if that's what it takes to avoid an even longer budget delay here?
I would encourage the governor to be open to the conversation of possibly coming off of the 5% number, just due to the fact that we have we are at impasse, and this may be an opportunity for us to come to a common ground. I think that what we'll find in the future is that we may not see the level of revenue that we had anticipated that is much needed for education, but I think it's a beginning of the conversation, a beginning of how we regain our level of funding that we have so desperately need. And in the last 3 years, we've been unfortunately not supporting education funding in a responsible manner. This gets us in the direction of really starting to have the conversation of how do we get back to 3 years ago when we had some fluid funding, and giving our children and our youth across the state the opportunity to succeed.
If Republicans were willing to give some ground on this issue, because their position has been, you know, there shouldn't be a tax at all. So let's say they were willing to meet the governor halfway or even more. What do you think that the Democrats should do in return? Where can Democrats modify their position?
Well, I think that a good compromise, I think, is based on facts and based on data. And I think once you find that what the revenue would be at whatever the number is at negotiation, I think we have to really dictate exactly what that is going to mean for our schools and what that's going to mean for our educational system. I think the areas that we can we're becoming very, very close on, I think, is pension reform. I think we're finding that we're having some very substantive conversations about pension. We're having some substantive conversations about how we move forward in our liquor system. And I think that those are some opportunities that we may be able to find some common ground. I know there's bipartisan support, specifically to the liquor system, for a level of modernization and improving the systems that we have today. I think that bleeds across party lines, and I think that that may be a real opportunity for us. Also, I think the negotiation process with pension reform, I think that there's an appetite to really see how we can address the concerns that the school districts are having and the concerns by the state to see how we can move closer to a compromise and going forward with pension.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is State Senator Sean Wiley of Erie. Budget talks have resumed, negotiations have resumed once again, and Senator Wiley is here talking about possible compromise proposals. Senator, how worried are you about the effect of a protracted budget process, about the effect that it will have on social service providers in the coming weeks if these negotiations continue to drag out?
Sure. I'm very concerned about that. I mean, we've seen that in prior years where agencies that provide direct service across the state have found themselves in dire straits, looking to take out loans or go into reserves at this point. And that's incredibly dangerous for the services that we provide across the state. Our schools very soon will be in a situation where they have to see how they're going to address the costs and address their needed revenue, and that this is all tremendously important that we address these concerns as soon as possible. I was just with a provider, a crime victim center actually, just last night, talking to one of the leaders in the community, and they were notified that their payments will be cut this week, and so this is becoming a real issue. And I'm very hopeful that we're able to come to some conclusions and come to some compromises on some of these larger issues, and really get this budget moving in a substantive way. Because we have agencies that are providing services to those that need it the most, and we have schools that are going to be in dire straits, even more dire straits than they have been in the past, if we don't get to work and make this happen.
How long should the governor and Democrats in the legislature wait things out, knowing that waiting too long might leave nonprofits and social service providers in the lurch?
Well, I'm not convinced that the Democrats or the governor are holding out. I believe that we're at a stalemate right now. I know there are conversations happening as we speak with the governor's office and leadership of both parties. Those conversations are becoming more prevalent, which is encouraging. I think that in the very short period of time, we're going to be starting to come to some conclusions on some of these issues. I know that they're going through line after line after line in an over 900-page budget with the Republican leadership and with Democratic leadership and the governor's office involved. So I'm hopeful that in a very short period of time, we're going to start to see some action being taken.
What are you hearing from your constituents?
My constituents are concerned, again, for the reasons that we had brought up. What are we going to do with some of the social agencies that are providing services to those that need it the most? What are we going to do for the funding there? They remember very well when we were in a stalemate a number of years ago when this drew out into loss of income for many, many families across the state. Loss of services in some areas, and where are we going to go from here? And it's a very difficult situation to be able to appease and to soften the concerns of the constituency, because these are real issues that we have to tackle, and there's so many different issues that are up in the air right now that we have to start really getting down to brass tacks and start moving forward in a direction that's going to put Pennsylvania back to where we need to be.
How do you feel, Senator, that the battle to control the message of who's to blame for the budget stalemate being waged by the governor and GOP legislators with TV and radio ads and billboards and campaign-style mailers to voters' homes, how do you feel that's all impacting prospects for an agreement? Is that in some way adversely affecting the process and creating or adding to the animosity here?
Well, Paul, I have to say, in my opinion, I'm not a big fan of the media approach to satisfying and coming to compromise on a budget. I don't think that the bully pulpit is the approach that's going to get us down to having the conversations that we need to have. And I would be critical on both sides of the aisle, to be very candid with you, in that area. Listen, there's not one party that has a lock on good ideas. And I think that we have to sit down and make sure that we really come to the table, sit at the table together face to face, and really go through some of these issues. We've done it in the past. We can do it again now. I don't believe that the media and taking the immediate approach to some of these issues is appropriate. I don't think it's as effective as the groups that have launched these media campaigns are expecting. I think that the general consensus across the state is that they just want us to get in the room and figure this out and move forward.
What is the thing that's going to get this going? Will it be pressure from the outside? Is it simply a painstaking process that cannot be rushed at this point? How do you see it playing out?
Well, I think that as I said, I think that there's some we're feeling the heat. And I think the General Assembly and the administration are feeling the heat from the general public that are saying, hey, this is not acceptable. We have to work together to come to some compromise. We have to work together to see how we're going to move this state forward. We got to put party politics and partisan rhetoric aside and start moving forward. Right now, it's being perceived as just everybody flexing their muscles and not getting to work and not getting it done. And that's frustrating. It's frustrating to the general public. It's frustrating to our constituency, and they deserve better than that.
If you were a Vegas odds maker, what would you tell people is going to be the day that they can expect a budget?
Oh, Paul, you're gonna narrow me down to that one, huh? Well, I got to tell you, I'm not a gambler, but I got to tell you, I think that, as I said, I think we're moving. The wheels are starting to turn. Unfortunately, it took a while for those wheels to start to turn, but I'm really confident that those conversations are going to start to happen very, very quickly, come to compromise on some of these big issues very quickly, and then it'll all fall into place. And I'm hopeful that that hopefully by the beginning of September, that we'll see something that's going to be hopefully moving in the right direction for us.
State Senator Sean Wiley, a Democrat, joining us by phone from Erie with some of his ideas for how to compromise and get a budget deal done. Senator Wiley, thank you so much for joining us today on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate it.
Coming up, travel correspondent Elaine LaBalme looks at destination dining. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.